Let's talk of how to spend my precious week of freedom. My first priority is to form an opinion of Captain Osborne. I take that duty very seriously, you know.
It will not tax you. George is quite perfect.
And so he should be. And your parents. I must confess, I'm a little nervous of them.
Just be yourself and everyone will love you. I do.
Tell me more about your brother.
Joss. There's nothing to add to what you already know. He's home on leave from India. The position is a fine one. It has made him rich. But I'm afraid his life is a lonely one. If only he were married.
Really, Captain, you cannot imagine I would do anything to incur your aunt's displeasure.
I thought you and I had an understanding.
Well, I understand this. Two men and two men only will enter my bedchamber. My husband and the doctor.
You know my heart, Becky. You know I'd do anything for you.
I'm flattered.
But Aunt Ellie's views on these things came out of the Ark.
That's not how she sounds.
No, don't be deceived. She talks like Oliver Cromwell, but thinks like Charles I, and believe me, it's an outside wager she'll never change her mind.
Lucky then, Captain, that you're a gambling man and no stranger to taking a chance.
I cannot believe you are seriously suggesting Miss Swartz is the companion of my heart and hearth.
Why not?
Well, to begin with, she's not English.
Hoity-toity, less fastidious, if you please. What's a shade or two of tawny when there's half a million on the table? Why, with that money, we'll have you in the House of Lords in no time. Just think. Dining at Kew, dancing at Carlton House.
And what of honour?
Honour?
Yes, honour. You may buy a string of ancestors to hang upon your walls, but I see you have not bought the breeding that goes with them. You made me give my word to Amelia.
Be silent, sir. You dare speak that object's name to me?
Dare, sir, is not a word to be used to a captain in the British Army. For I am a gentleman, though I am your son.
I shall say what I like to my own child, and I say this. I have not slaved for 40 years to see you marry a beggar maid.